Bill Thomas. Bill, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, we're both here today.
That's a miracle, right?
we're both here today, and this is really what you guys have done over the years. How many years has this been?
This is our 32nd year, believe it or not.
32
years.
And when you started, you've got everything. You got food truck, festival, breakfast, lunch, snacks, right down the line. First of all, what time does it start on Sunday?
We open the gates at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we close at 5 in the afternoon, and people can come and go, stay for an hour, stay all day, whatever they wish.
And again, when you decided to do this, how did you come up with so many of the ideas? Where did they come from?
Well, it built up over the years, Brad. It started out way back as what aviators call a fly-in, which is basically just a bunch of people that own airplanes, and they fly them into an airport, as the name suggests, so that they can brag about their exploits and just have fun. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually we had to start forming committees, and then we had to start planning months ahead, and it just grew and grew. At a certain point, the car show aspect of the event began. That happened on a rainy day, somewhat like today, when the airplanes couldn't fly in, and by chance some people happened to be there with some old cars, and everybody loved that idea, so we built that into the program.
That's how you did it. That's amazing.
And it just grew and grew. This year, the big new addition is, as you mentioned, the Food Truck Festival. We'll have at least 20 food trucks with everything you can imagine good to eat.
You know, again, this is another miracle in a way, because a few years ago, all of a sudden, you saw a truck here, you saw a truck there, and then after several years, everybody had a food truck, and they were all lined up. My God, you could get better food there than you could at a restaurant.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the choices are just amazing. Your listeners can actually go into our website, which is Simsbury Flyin, FLYIN.com, and you'll see a page that will list all the trucks. And the page is set up so that you can click on the link to any one of those trucks and see its menu and probably a picture of the truck. So you get a pretty good idea of what you're going to be eating.
Well, I'm talking to Bill Thomas, who is one of the driving forces of this whole thing, and was kind enough to come into the studios and join me today. You know, I don't know what it is, but I have always been, growing up, I was on my grandfather's dairy farm, and we didn't live far from Bradley Airport. And that was the time when the pilots were all over. They were flying here, flying there. Now, this all started with you flyers. And again, when did you first get into this?
I can't remember.
That's the best answer you can give.
It probably wasn't 32 years ago, but somewhere close to that, yeah.
What was there about flying, though, about flying that fascinated so many of you?
Well, the answer is different by person, of course, but it's a skill that you have to learn that's somewhat difficult, not impossible. There are mental aspects to it, and then there's just the unbelievable beauty of being up in the air, particularly when you're up there and there's a nice sunset to look at or some beautiful scenery. It's just unlike any other thing I've ever done.
And again, this all started with flying.
That's right, yep.
And then you had and then the food. I mean, it's amazing just listening to the story, how you put this all together. And now it's at the Simsbury Airport, and it's become a regular feature year in and year out.
I like to describe it as something of a country fair atmosphere, too, in addition to the cars and the airplanes. Because if you're there, it physically looks like a country fair. We have about 150 organizations and businesses that are sponsors or advertisers or exhibitors. And so you have the tents up and you have the exhibits of individual businesses. You have craftspeople selling things. You have toys. You have T-shirts. The ham radio people are there, the veterans of foreign wars. We have folks there that raise greyhounds. It's really soup to nuts and a lot of fun for that reason. It really is like a country fair.
Now, what time does it start? 8 o'clock in the morning?
8 o'clock, yep.
And you go until when?
About 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, and this, again, my friends, is Sunday, this coming Sunday. And the weather on tomorrow is supposed to be good, and Sunday as well. We're getting some rain today. We know that. Now, different age groups. How did that all develop? Because you appeal to everybody. I've been to two or three of these, and it's a fabulous, fabulous time.
Well, with the airplanes, of course, you have adults who are interested in airplanes and able to fly and so forth, but airplanes appeal to kids, and so do cars, too. I don't want to short-circuit the car side of this. We have about 600 cars on
600?
Display. Yes. And about 100 airplanes. The number is a little different each year, depending on who happens to show up. But if you love cars, and a lot of kids love cars, of course, you can see everything. You can see cars dating back into probably the 1920s. You can see Ferraris. You can see old ambulances, fire trucks, tractors. Last year, somebody brought a refurbished city bus.
Yeah. But again, it is just wonderful, you know. And this is what makes, to me, this is what makes this part of the country so wonderful. We have our problems. We got a lot of things to correct, a lot of things to do, but this is something that is unique. It truly, truly is. We take a lot of this for granted, but this is very unique.
Well, we hope it entertains, of course, but it also is really the prime financing for the Simsbury Airport. We're an unusual operation. We may be the only airport in the country that works the way we do. We're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. And we have to raise all the money to run the place ourselves. We don't get any money from the state or the town or the feds. And so this is a major factor in keeping Simsbury Airport open.
And you have a beautiful airport.
Yep, yep.
And you do it all like this.
Yep.
Wow. Too bad we couldn't do a lot more things in the country like
That's
this.
Yes.
But no, I just have admired it for so many years, and I remember the times that I have been over there, but we always enjoy having you come by, and the food trucks, that's something new. Now, as far as the age groups, it must cover all ages.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Little kids to older folks. Also, we welcome pets. And as long as they're on leashes, we actually provide a watering station so that the dogs and whatever else folks want to bring can have some comfort.
And again, it's all the thing that really gets me. I love when people volunteer. And I think there's so many things that we can do without going out there and buying this and buying that. They're really, and not only are you helping yourself, but look at the people you're helping.
Oh, for sure. In addition to our own staff, which, as I said, we're all volunteers, we have more than 100 other volunteers that come to this show, just folks from the community or people that might be interested in cars or airplanes, and they come and help us by directing traffic or directing airplanes or whatever is needed to do.
And this is the Simsbury area.
Yes.
That whole area, which is a beautiful...
Well, we draw from all over the place. We have airplanes and cars come from as far away as Maine or Virginia.
Really?
Oh, yes. Upstate New York. So it's this is not just a local.
Well, you know,
deal.
Something. I remember the first time that you were on my program, and I said, "Well, what is this all about?" And then it started, and we've done it a time and time again. And the wonderful thing to see is how it has grown, and how it affects people. You go and watch the people, and they're having a good time just being there.
That's for sure. I should also mention a feature that we haven't talked about yet. We run a series of what we call our seminars. They're really just presentations that we think would be of interest to the folks there. And just as an example, this year we have a gentleman who was the historian for Pratt & Whitney, who is going to give a history of that great company.
Really?
Focusing on how it started up through after World War II. And, of course, there were tens of thousands of local people that worked at Pratt & Whitney. And if you folks are listening now, you might want to come out and hear Mark Sullivan, who's going to be talking about that.
You got Mark Sullivan?
Yes.
Dude. Wow.
Yep.
I've heard him. He's tremendous.
He's very
tremendous.
Good. He's very good. Just as another example, Brad, we have the air traffic controllers from Bradley Airport that are going to be putting on a seminar. If you've flown in the back of an airliner and have no idea what's happening up front or on the radio, this is a chance to find out, because these folks will talk about what happens with air traffic control as they're looking at the radar screens and directing airplanes.
Well, Bill Thomas, my special guest, Simsbury Fly-In Car Show, a food truck festival, Sunday, September 23rd, 8 a.m., to 5 p.m. And again, I thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Coming over, really. This is kind of a tradition.
Let's continue. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, my friend. Thank you for being here.